Irony can be a hard concept to master. Fortunately, the events of the recent Prop 8 trial are so dripping with irony, they can turn even the trickiest concept into child's play. First came the Supreme Court's decision to block broadcast of the historic event. Anti-gay marriage advocates cited their own fear of harassment as a reason to bar cameras from a trial that was meant to examine the documented history of discrimination and violence against gay people, a textbook example of situational irony. And if I said the blackout decision revealed the true victims of Prop 8 by opening the door on the growing epidemic of intimidated homophobes who have fallen prey to pro-gay, anti-gay bashers, that would be verbal irony, with maybe just a touch of sarcasm. Then came the more recent revelation that trial judge Vaughn Walker, who was randomly assigned to the case, happens to be gay, something he hasn't tried to hide. Some might call that sweet irony, especially given that when Judge Walker was appointed by the first President Bush, he was attacked as anti-gay for his zealous representation of the U.S. Olympic Committee in stopping a local group from calling its sports competition the Gay Olympics. Of course, the Walker report also led to the inevitable "how can he be unbiased?" question. Funny we don't ask the same question when straight judges decide same-sex marriage cases, even though opponents claim these unions threaten heterosexual marriage. And if a gay judge can't fairly decide a case involving sexual orientation discrimination, then I guess we can't have female judges rule on sexual harassment issues or black judges resolve racial bias claims. So at the end of the Prop 8 trial, the judge is out, the couples fighting for marriage equality are really out, and the proponents of the measure, well, not so much. It seems now that gay people have quit the closet to claim their rights as equal citizens, those who would deny them the most basic freedoms are taking cover in a closet of their own. Maybe irony isn't such a hard concept after all. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.